nature. It limits us to the places where men are meant to tread. It keeps us back from beyond the edge of the firelight's ring, beyond what we see and understand, with the frightful powers that are the true foundation of fear.
See Audio presents The Robot with a Human Brain versus The Mutant Monkey Master.
Fascinating. Most fascinating.
What is it, Dr. DeLambre?
These readouts from the overnight tests on the fourth trial group, Dr. Morgan. They show an unusual response to the stimuli in the subjects which were injected with the formula.
Do you think the composition may finally be right, Doctor? Could this be the breakthrough we've been looking for?
Well, I wouldn't be so hasty, Dr. Morgan. We will have to do more tests, probe the brains of the test subjects, and correlate the findings with...
Well, hello, boys.
Diane. Sweet, beautiful Diane. Dr. DeLambre's niece, and the only woman I have ever loved. God forgive me for what happened.
Hello, Diane. You're early?
Oh, Uncle, quite the contrary. I waited for you outside the library for an hour. It's nearly 9 o'clock, and the storm outside is getting worse.
Is it really? Oh, my. I guess we got so involved in what we were doing. Let me find my coat.
That's fine, Uncle. Take your time.
Hello, Diane. You're looking lovely this evening.
Why, thank you, Doctor.
Oh, please, call me Jules.
All right, Jules. You aren't looking so bad yourself.
Why do we play these games, Diane? Why can't we just tell everyone about our true feelings?
Oh, Jules, I wish we could. But it's just not the right time. My uncle would be delighted, I'm sure, but it just isn't the right time.
When, then? When will be the right time? We are making some great advances here in our work. Soon I'll be able to show the world what we're doing here. Your uncle and I will be famous! Famous and rich! Then we can...
Shh, Jules. You know I care about you. But we must be patient.
Diane, I just want to sing from the rooftops how I feel. I want to make you the happiest girl in the world. And if you would just say yes... You would make me the happiest man.
No, please. Please don't ask that question now.
Fine. But soon. I promise.
Yes. Soon it will be fine.
They will be launching the Pluto Explorer rocket in a few weeks. I was hoping you would like to come with me to see the launch.
Sure, Jules. I would like that.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Diane. Are you ready to go now?
Of course, Uncle. I was just passing the time of day with your assistant.
Ah, yes. Well, good night, Dr. Morgan, if you wouldn't mind locking up the laboratory.
Of course, Dr. DeLambre. See you tomorrow. Good evening to you too, Miss DeLambre.
Good night, Dr. Morgan.
If I did not love her, if I was not so obsessed with making a name for myself, giving her everything she needed, then I would have walked out right then. I would have closed up the lab and gone home, or at least walked the dark and rain-swept streets to clear my head. But like a lovesick fool, I stayed. I stayed and... Oh, that storm is getting worse. Lightning and thunder. I hope Diane and Dr. DeLambre got home okay. Okay, little fella. Time for another shot. Hold still. And I'll just...
Ah! Beetle!
Injected myself with the formula. Damn monkey bit me, too. One of the test subjects. I'd better clean this up. Feeling... strange. blood. So much blood. Fear. So terrifying. No! No!
What on earth? Oh my. Dr. Morgan. Jules, are you all right, my boy? Steady there, fellow. Don't try to get up. Looks like you took quite a beating. Is all this blood yours?
Diane?
No, boy. Just Dr. Delambre. Lie still.
What happened?
Test monkeys are gone. The cage is destroyed. The carnage is horrible.
I feel strange.
You don't seem to be injured. Can you tell me what happened? Did someone break in while you were here?
What? Oh, yes. I heard a noise. I was injecting the latest formula into the test group, and I turned and someone hit me. Yes, they hit me as I was turning, and then I passed out.
So much of our work destroyed. The test animal's missing. We must salvage our data.
Go. Check the filing cabinet. I'm going to be okay, Doctor.
Fine, and then I will be calling the police. Imagine attacking a lab using animals for the betterment of science. Unthinkable.
Memories came to me then. Unbidden, horrible visions of the horrors that I had witnessed. The strange fear that had gripped me. The demonic visages. The atrocity-filled visions of the animals in their cages. So terrifying that I could only destroy them. Destroy them and feel fear no more.
The papers are there, but we have so much work to do. I think you should see an MD, Morgan. You may well have a concussion.
No, Doctor. I feel fine. In fact, I feel great. Strong. Powerful. And with the blood wiped from my eyes, I can see so much more.
You are a monster. A foul fiend.
Morgan? Morgan! That look on your face. Good God, man, what are you doing? Stay back! Stay back!
Jeez. Someone really painted a town red, huh? Okay, who's the first officer on the scene?
That would be me, Detective Lane, Officer Nichols.
Well, Nicholas, I need you to tell me what you saw when you came in. A number of cops have been stepping on the evidence. I'll be amazed if we can find anything in this mess.
Dispatch got a call. Someone heard a guy screaming and something like an animal that was screaming too.
Yeah, well, I see the cages, so what?
I was on my beat nearby. I came over and found this. The old guy on the floor with his face all smashed and blood everywhere. The cages all torn up and the place just wrecked.
Did you see the blood trail leading out that window?
What?
The architect of this gruesome scene departed through that window. You can see a bloody handprint on the sill.
Oh, I guess I missed it, Detective.
Which is why you're the beat cop, kid. Okay, I want to know who worked here and what they were working on. Who came and went. Where they live. Who might they have a beef with. Heck, Someone find out who the dead guy is.
I think it's a Dr. DeLambre, Detective.
Are you sure of that?
Well, his name is in this framed photograph. There's a dame with him. A real looker, too.
Maybe a grieving widow. Maybe a daughter. Someone find out who they are and give her a call.
Sir, there's something over here you might want to see.
I sincerely doubt it. That's a nice timepiece.
There's an engraving on the back. Can't make it all out, but there's a name. Jules Morgan.
Well, find out who this Jules Morgan is. And if it isn't the dead guy with the hot outsider, then we have our prime suspect.
Bronte, Brond, Bronger, Shakespeare. Well, you were on the wrong shelf.
Hello, Dan.
Oh, it's you, Dan. You startled me.
Did I, my darling? Well, perhaps next time I should just cover your sweet mouth with a kiss.
Perhaps you should. What are you doing here?
I had to see you. It's been 2 days. I was going out of my mind.
I haven't stopped thinking about you either, my darling.
And the mad scientist. Have you told him about us?
Jules Morgan? I will.
Oh, come on, Diane. We can't keep up this ridiculous charade. We must tell him that we're going to marry.
Shh, please keep your voice down. This is a library.
Yes, and you're a librarian. We don't have to live just through books, Diane. I can take you to these places. England, Africa, the Caribbean. Anywhere you want to go, I can take you. Your wildest dreams can come true.
I just feel so awful about Jules. It'll break his heart if I tell him I'm marrying someone else.
Oh, he'll get over it. You're making the right choice, Diane. You know you are.
Excuse me, Diane. There's a telephone call for you. I think it's the police.
Fear, the purest form of emotion. The most basic response animals have to the world around them is fear. We had distilled the primordial down to a glowing liquid in a hypodermic needle. We had purified it, and then injected it. DeLambre and I hoped to conquer fear. Instead, we unleashed it.
Diane, wait!
I can't, Doug. Not tonight, please.
I don't think you should be alone. I know how upset you are, but you can't go back to that apartment alone. What if the killer's there?
I don't care. My uncle was my family. The only family I have. Now I'm alone.
You have me, don't you? I'm here for you, baby. I'm here for you.
Yeah. Yes, you are. Thank you, Doug. I can't deal with it.
It's okay. Come on, let's get you inside.
I can't believe Uncle is gone. This was his place. I lived here after my parents died. This is the only home I really remember. Uncle DeLambre was the only father I really knew.
Well, yes, it's a tough break. Look, I'm sorry about the old guy dying, but hang on. Some of this stuff looks rather old. Might be worth a few bucks to the right people.
Oh, Doug, I'm so lost and confused. Please just hold me.
Oh, it's going to be okay, Diane. Doug's going to make everything okay. What? What did you see?
There! A face at the window. A terrible, twisted, angry face. A monstrous face. Yet familiar. Like a face I might know if only...
It's nothing, darling. You're just seeing things. Go to bed. Get some rest. I'll stay here. And if you need anything, just call out.
Are
You sure? Oh, Doc. Thank you. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Look, it's no problem. You just get some sleep. Oh, where's the phone? I need to make a call.
The phone is over there. I'll see you in the morning.
Jimmy? Jimmy? Yeah, it's me. Look, pal, I got a ticket to Easy Street. Look, sure, I'm on the level. I'm sitting on a pot of gold. Antiques, you know, weird science stuff. But it's all just sitting right here, waiting for the right guy to make it into cash. Oh, damn it. Damn it, Jimmy, I'll call you back.
Fear! Destroy! Kill!
Who the hell are you? What? Oh, that shape. Look, that monster's face. Keep away. Keep away.
You can't love her, Doug. You can't have her. She is mine.
Detective Lane, thank you for coming. It was horrible. A monster came through the window. It attacked Doug. I think it killed him.
He's dead, all right, Detective.
Oh, God.
Mr. Lambry, I need you to calm down and tell me what happened.
I came home. Doug brought me home after I talked to you about my uncle's murder. I went to bed, and Doug was staying here watching out for me. There was a crash and a scream, and it oh, God, it's horrible.
It's okay, miss. We will find the man or the monster responsible.
Detective, the dead guy, it's Dwight Loomis. This guy's wanted for cons and robberies right across the state.
Good work, Nichols. I make a detective out of you yet.
I don't understand. This is Doug Kierman. We were going to be married in spring.
You and a dozen other dings from here to Poopsie, lady. This guy's a con artist. Shame he's dead. He had some jail time owing.
I've been so foolish. All the time, Sweet Jules was right there waiting for me to open my eyes and see.
This Jules? You mean Jules Morgan? We have had this place staked out. No one's seen him.
I don't know where he is. I told you, Detective. He worked with my uncle, and I know he wouldn't hurt a fly.
Well, if he loves you the way you say, then he could have done something crazy. Maybe bust in here, kill this guy, maybe even killed your uncle. Maybe he asked your uncle about you and him getting hitched. Your uncle didn't go for it, and whammo! Lights out, Pop.
No, no, he would never do that.
You're in line for a nice inheritance, Mr. Lambre. He cooked up a scheme, maybe? Something set you and your boyfriend up for life?
Please stop saying that. I don't know what is going on here. Please, just find Jules. Tell him I love him, please. Please just tell him. I'm so sorry. I was so wrong.
Detective, Donovan just called in to say they saw a suspicious man running down Elm Street.
You men, stay with the lady. Get her a written statement. Nicholas, you come with me.
I am a monster, driven by fear. I could see it in the faces of all those I came close to. Something in them was so terrifying to me that I was driven to a maddened rage. The formula had given me this hyper-terror, and with it came great strength and a primal, beast-like instinct. I had discovered an affinity with the test group of monkeys. They had found me hiding down near the sewers under the city. For a week I had wept and raged. I pounded the slime-clad bricks of my self-imposed prison. The monkeys responded to my will, became puppets of my altered state. I needed to find a cure, find some way of stopping what was destroying me. But first, I had to have my revenge. Diane. Faithless, unloving Diane. My heart was broken by her deception. The man in her apartment, the words they exchanged. The hatred in me was ready to explode.
Go now, my pets, to the laboratory. Take all you can, and we shall continue my work here in the lonely darkness. Wreak havoc and death upon all who stand against us.
Yes, now I wait and plot my vengeance.
Detective Lane, a report has just come in. The DeLambre lab, where the doctor was murdered, well, it's just been attacked. The officer on the radio was yelling something about monkeys attacking him.
What? Are you nuts?
No, sir. He said it was like they were terrified of him, and it was driving them into a killing rage.
Terrified, huh? Let me see those case notes. When I've been able to make out on this science mumbo-jumbo, they were working on isolating some kind of formula for fear. A chemical that would allow any animal injected with it to feel nothing but fear. Maybe to find a cure for fear, they wanted to truly know what fear was. Crazy thinking like that gave us the atomic bomb.
Yes, sir. We have to find this Dr. Jules Morgan, Detective. He is the key to the murders.
That's right, Nichols. We have loose in this city a brilliant madman. A scientist with a highly developed brain. Far superior to yours or mine. There's only one thing that can truly combat such a terrible weapon. A better brain.
I understand, Detective, but where are we going to find such a brain?
Dr. DeLambre, Officer Nichols. Dr. DeLambre.
But Dr. DeLambre is dead, murdered at the scene.
His body is dead, Nichols. But the boys at the Defense Department took his brain, and they have used it in a top-secret project, and they want to test it in this case.
What could the Army boys have that could help us?
Look out the window, Nichols. That truck there. Now watch.
I am X-17. I am a robot with a human brain.
Holy cow! A real robot, Detective Lane!
Let's see if this works. Robot, X-17. I am Detective Lane of the City Police.
Yes, Detective Lane, City Police. How may I assist you?
We are looking for a man called Julius Morgan. He was a scientist who was doing experiments with monkeys. He has killed 2 people and may kill more. Help us to find Dr. Julius Morgan X-17.
I will help you find Jules Morgan, detective.
So, those fools think to stop me with a clinking pile of nuts and bolts? My mutant monkeys shall destroy it. Monkeys, destroy the robot with a human brain! Battle turns against us. Flee, my minions! Flee to the sewers! We shall devise a way to destroy this X-17, the robot with a human brain.
Well, it's been a week, and no further attacks from mutant monkeys, and no sign of Dr. Morgan either.
It was a swell idea getting Dr. Delambre's brain put into a robot, Detective. That robot kicked a mutant monkey butt.
He's still out there. I can feel it, Nichols. We can't let our guard down until Dr. Morgan and his devilish army is destroyed. Ah, Mrs. Delambre. I'm afraid we have no news on the whereabouts of Dr. Morgan.
Thank you, Detective, but that's not why I'm here. The papers are saying that...
Yes?
They are saying you have a robot with a human brain on the case.
That is top secret, Mrs. Lambre. I can't tell you anything about that.
It's my uncle. Did you use my uncle's brain in a machine? Did you make my uncle into a monster?
We did what we had to do, Mrs. Lambre. Your uncle was dead. This was the only way we could give him life.
Oh, Uncle. Oh, this is horrible.
Miss, I know you are upset. But your uncle is doing a great thing for this city. He is doing a great thing for all of us. Without the robot with a human brain, we will never be able to defeat the diabolical Dr. Morgan and his army of mutant monkeys.
Dr. Morgan? Oh, Jules. I love him. I betrayed him, and now he has become a criminal mastermind, threatening the city with his reign of terror, and it's all my fault. If I just saw it. Oh, God.
Nichols, take Mrs. Lambre down to see Dr. Roberts. He can give her something to calm her down.
Sure thing, Chief.
Thank you, Officer Nichols. I feel much calmer now.
Yeah, those little pills the doc has sure help you get over the blues.
I never realized just how pretty the lights are at police headquarters.
I have to go and help Detective Lane on this case, Mr. Lambre. You sure you will be okay here on your own?
No, sure. What is that sound? Hello? Is someone there? Secret. Do not enter. Oh, that's just silly. Oh, my. X-17, the robot with a human brain. My uncle's brain, trapped inside a steel shell for all eternity. Oh, Uncle, you feel so cold, so unfeeling, and so hard.
I am X-17. The robot with a human brain?
No, you are my dear uncle. I am Diane, your niece, remember? Please, Uncle, please remember, please.
I am X-17, the robot with a human brain.
Please, Uncle, please.
Diane?
Yes! Oh, Uncle, it is you. It is really you.
I cannot move. Where am I? What is going on?
Uncle, the army took your body. They put your brain into a robot. You are X-17, the robot with a human brain.
What? No, this cannot be. I am not a machine. Oh, God, no!
No!
Okay. We need to expand our search to the warehouse district and the docks. Dr. Morgan has to be hiding somewhere.
Holy cow! Detective, X-17 has just busted out of police headquarters. And look, it has Miss Diane DeLambre in its robot claws.
The Army boys were afraid of this could happen. It looks like the robot with the human brain has gone insane.
I'll follow the robot, Detective.
Mayor's office. We need the Army.
You men set up that machine gun over there. Corporal, give me the Air Force on the horn. I want to know when they see that robot.
Yes, sir!
General! General!
That's right, Civvy. And who the hell are you?
Detective Lane, City Police Force. This is Officer Nichols. We have been investigating a Morgan case, and the robot is going to help us.
And now it's gone rogue.
I think Miss DeLambre got to it. Made it remember that it has a human brain.
A game, eh? There's always a name.
The brain used in the robot was her uncle.
You have to tell your men to be careful. Diane could get hurt.
This is war, son. People get hurt, people die. But freedom is at stake. We don't fire on that monster, and then what? How many people will die in its rampage? How many innocent lives will be lost?
I understand, sir, but it seems like...
Corporal, get me Major Gunson on the horn. I need artillery, damn it!
Seek to destroy me with bombs and guns? The fools. Come, my masterful mutant misanthropes. We shall deal with those who would disturb us.
I am X-17. I am the most powerful robot in the world. I shall rule the world. Destroy those who created me. Destroy! Destroy!
Uncle, let me go! Please!
You let them take my body, Diane! You let them take my brain!
No! Diane! The robot has her in its claws! I must save her! Fly, my mutant monkeys! Attack the robot with a human brain! Yes, the monkey rocket packs are working perfectly. We are an unstoppable legion of doom!
What the Sam Hill are those?
Monkeys wearing rocket packs?
General, Detective, Dr. Morgan must be nearby. The mutant monkeys are attacking.
You're right, Officer Nichols. General, your soldiers should be on the alert.
No crazy monkey lover's gonna get the best of the United States Air Force.
Diane! Diane! She is in the grip of that robot monster. My primate pilots will make short work of him. Fire your rockets and explosive torpedoes!
Oh!
rocket to take the plane. If the rocket blows, it could really make a big hole.
Enough. I will not be stopped. A terrible fate awaits this city.
The guns and bombs aren't stopping it. The robot's heading toward the edge of the city.
The robot is going to the Pluto Explorer launch site!
That's a big rocket, Detective Lane. If the rocket blows, it could really make a big hole.
It will be worse than that, Nichols. The atomic engines of that rocket combined with the powerful rocket fuel will create an enormous atomic bomb. The entire city will be destroyed!
You mean like Hiroshima?
Yes, Nichols. The whole city will be an atomic wasteland. Get only cockroaches to run.
Well, we're just going to have to put a stop to this insane monster's plan. Corporal, get me Gunson on the horn. We need artillery to block the robot's path and get me a damn airstrike.
Yes, sir. Sir, Sergeant Bow is reporting that monkeys are in hot pursuit of the robot, sir.
And we need to get after them, too. That robot must be stopped.
Robot! Robot, release the girl! I command you to release the girl!
Oh, Jules, help me! Help me! They took my uncle's brain. They put it in this machine, and now... now he's gone insane!
Dr. Morgan, you killed me. Now I am a monster of steel with a human brain. I shall destroy the city. I shall destroy you. I shall destroy... destroy!
I must overcome this fear, this terrible raging fear. I must master my own mind. I have to save Diane!
Help me, Morgan. I love you. I love you. Please, please.
It's me you want, robot with a human brain. Not Diane. Let her go and we can settle this between us.
I will destroy you and everything else. The Pluto Explorer rocket will become your destruction.
I cannot let you destroy the city, robot. My legions of mutant monkeys will put an end to your insane plans.
You are a creation of science as much as I am, Dr. Morgan. The formula raging in your blood and brain, fear giving you superhuman strength, and this bond you have with these creatures.
I can be human again. I will control my fear. My superhuman rage will be a weapon of peace, not of destruction.
There can be no redemption for monsters such as us.
Jules! Jules, I love you! You can overcome your evil!
Enough! Onward to the destruction of the city!
The entire might of the United States Armed Forces has been unable to stop the robot with a human brain. There's nothing we can do but continue to sacrifice men's lives and evacuate the city.
I understand, General. This is truly a dark time for all of us.
It's sure going to get a lot brighter if the Pluto Explorer's atomic engines blow up.
We must find a way to stop the destruction of the rocket. Launch Control, how soon can you get the rocket underway?
We are at T-minus 6 minutes, General.
Look there. The robot with the human brain. It's coming!
And locked in mortal combat with it, Dr. Morgan! The mutant monkey master!
He may be a twisted, monstrous mastermind of evil, but he may also be our only hope.
Miss Diane DeLambre is still in that terrible robot's evil clutches!
Only Morgan can save her now!
But he will have to overcome his fear-born rage. Love will have to win the day.
I will destroy you, Morgan.
I cannot let you win, robot!
Please. Oh, help!
My laser eye beams will destroy you.
I have some tricks of my own, robot. My superhuman strength can crush your steel armor!
Morgan, please save me from the clutches of the insane robot with a human brain!
Never fear, Diane. I will save you.
Plato Explorer rocket in T minus 5 minutes.
I have a plan. I must focus my energy and communicate with Detective Lane with my mind.
Dr. Morgan? I can hear him. Morgan is speaking directly into my brain.
Wow, Detective. Is there no end to his mutant superpowers?
What's the monkey mastermind saying to you, Lane?
We must open the rocket hatch. He has a plan to destroy the robot.
Mass Control, open the rocket hatch. Continue the countdown.
Roger, sir.
Yes, the hatch to the rocket is opening. Now to enact my plan.
Fools, my way to the rocket is open. Now I can destroy you all.
You have defeated me, robot. I will join you, and together we can rule the world.
Fool, I am a machine of metal with a human brain. I am far superior to your bestial mutation. You shall die with the rest of those who created me.
No, please, Uncle.
I ask that you release Diane. She is your niece. Show this small mercy. Let me take her away so she may live.
Very well. I have no further use for her. She may run, but the atomic blast will end her as it will end all life in the city.
Monkeys, use your rocket packs to catch Diane! Take her to safety!
The monkeys are coming this way. They're carrying Miss Delabere. Min, get out there and bring that lady inside.
Launch in T minus 3 minutes.
I have released Diane, but now I shall end your existence, Morgan.
And I shall end yours!
Here inside the Pluto Explorer, this rocket shall become your tomb.
Then you shall join me in death! Detective Lane, close the rocket hatch. Launch the Pluto Explorer. Send us into the darkness of endless space forever!
Look, Morgan and the robot, they are going into the Pluto Explorer rocket.
My dearest Jules, my uncle will destroy him.
Perhaps it is best if they are both destroyed. They are not humans anymore, but monsters made by science. Science that tried to find answers to questions men were not meant to ask.
No, Jules, I love you. Please, please come back to me.
If they blow the atomic engines, the city will be destroyed.
I'm getting another message from Morgan. Launch the rocket. Send us into the darkness of endless space forever.
Oh, my poor Jules.
Lift off in 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rocket launch!
Thank you.
trapped in the Pluto Explorer rocket. We will be sent to the farthest reaches of the solar system and beyond. No!
Yes, but the Earth will be forever safe from our terrible power.
The Plato Explorer rocket has left Earth's orbit, General. The rocket is on target for Plato, and then the unknown reaches of space beyond our solar system.
So, the mutant monkey master has made the ultimate sacrifice to save us.
I will never see my beloved Jules ever again.
He did what he did for all of us, Ms. Delambre. He saved the world from his own evil and the evil that your uncle had become. Love overcame fear and evil.
Now and forevermore, Morgan and the robot with the human brain will be locked together in endless combat, neither able to defeat the other as the rocket takes them to the stars. Never to return to the Earth that created them.
Tonight's cast includes David Alexander McDonald as Delambre and X-17, Captain John Tatarczyk as Detective Lane, Control, and the Soldiers, David Ault as Doug, Mark Mac Kalita as Morgan, Peter Franzen as Officer Nichols, Philip Emerald Knight Moxley as the General, James Leeper as the Corporal, Tiffany Piper Mage Brawford as the Librarian. Robot with a Human Brain vs. the Mutant Monkey Master was written by Paul Mannering and was directed and produced by Colin Snow. Music for Robot with a Human Brain vs. the Mutant Monkey Master was masterfully created by David Jitter Krause. This has been a Broken Sea Audio production. Visit www.brokensea.net for this and other exciting tales from Broken Sea Audio Productions.